Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners was founded in 1978. It's a not-for-profit organization of nearly 400 individuals dedicated to wellness, fitness, running, and caring. All OMRR board members are unpaid volunteers. All proceeds to OMRR are used for club-related activities such as supporting local and national charities, organizing local races, publishing the Running Briefs newsletter and the website omrr.org, and maintaining a clean environment. We need fitness enthusiasts of all types to support OMRR. Hope you'll become a member and join us in our crusade for fun, fitness, and caring. Welcome to the Twisted Podcast. My name's Trina, and today on this fitness feature, we're going to talk about a couple of things that you can do to get involved and get others involved. First, we'll jump right in and talk with Mary Kay and Coach Kesta with Team RWB Springfield, Missouri. Welcome. How are you involved? And tell us more about the organization.
My name is Mary Kay Schultz, and I am the chapter captain for Team Red, White, and Blue. It's also known as Team RWB in the Springfield, Missouri area. We're an organization that is throughout the nation and even in other countries. We're designed to help the military integrate into the community, to help enrich their lives through connecting them to the community through physical and social activities. The gentleman who started the organization, his name is Mike Irwin, and he graduated from the U.S. Military Academy and then went on to serve in the military overseas. And after his third deployment in Iraq, he recognized that his friends were really struggling trying to make it in the community. The idea is right now there are many, I think the stats right now say that it's more than 250,000 active duty service members will be transitioning out of the military to join about 3.5 million post-9/11 veterans who are living in our communities around the country, trying to make it after their service. Some of their challenges that they're facing are things like isolation. They gain weight. They feel like they have a lack of purpose and have other kinds of health issues too. It's a very different kind of lifestyle, and there's challenges that they face trying to reintegrate into the community. And so we like to think of ourselves as a solution or an antidote to some of the health, physical and mental health challenges that they face.
Thank you, Mary Kay with RWB. Now, I know you guys have the Facebook page where folks can get plugged in that way. And Coach Kesta, you're involved as well. What are some other options for people?
Another option they can do now that we have available is now the app, which is free to download. And they can register and follow and check out the events on the app as well.
Thanks so much, RWB Springfield, Missouri. You can get the links at twistedmedia.live to help out veterans right here in our community. And after a quick word from our sponsor, we'll talk about a way you can help out keeping the music program going right here in Marionville, Missouri. The Frisco Railroad Run, hosted by OMRR, is on the last Saturday in April to raise money for Ozark Greenways. This year, that's April 25th, 2020. You are invited to participate in the 8K, half marathon, marathon, 50K, or 50 miler. It will start and finish at Willard Middle School. That's at 205 North Miller Road in Willard, 65781. You can get all of the start times and more at OzarkMountainRidgeRunners.org. It can be very expensive, but also very important for kids to participate in band, and you can make sure that those programs continue by supporting the Running of the Squirrels 5K. Lucas Janes, Marionville Band Director, can you tell us more, please?
Yes, we are honored to be sponsoring the 15th annual Running of the Squirrels 5K, and this is in Marionville, Missouri. And it was started back in 2006 by a group of very caring and ambitious and loving band parents, band boosters. And we just decided, hey, we need to raise funds. We need to raise funds for our student musicians in band. And almost all the proceeds go right back to the band, of course, past our expenses for the race.
With so many music programs being cut across the country, it's great that you're finding a way to make sure that music stays in the lives of these kids. It's so important in the lives of everybody. It's like a universal language. What are some of the things that you can speak to on that, and maybe some of the benefits that the proceeds do get used for? I mean, when people think band equipment, they know that there are instruments, but if you can even speak further into that, that'd be fantastic.
I would be grateful to speak about that. You are exactly right that funds are hard to come by, and it just keeps getting worse for schools. And, you know, you hear of cuts, not only to programs, but for funding, for instruments, for uniforms, especially the band world. It really does take money to run and to get our students to perform in places and to perform with good instruments. And I say places because student travel is so important when we can. Let me give you an example. Back 2 years ago, our students got to perform at Graceland, at Elvis Presley's Graceland there in Memphis. And it was unbelievable. It was absolutely such an experience. The kids got to not only experience that musical icon, but they just experienced the travel together and, you know, different restaurants and just seeing that, you know, it's a big world out there and mostly good, I would like to say, and hope, you know, that takes a lot to travel. But to just get us kind of bonded together and traveling together, that is one side of the music world that does take money. But as far as just making music together, you're exactly right about instruments. We have to have good quality instruments so our students can experience this beautiful art. You know, we have a choir program here at Marionville that sees some of those proceeds as well when needed. And music is just so important in the lives of so many students and people. So just any help that we can get, we just really try, and we're grateful for when we do get that help.
Thank you very much, Lucas Janes, band director in Marionville. You can get details about this event on the Fit Cat Midwest Facebook page when you look under events, and more at twistedmedia.life. Thanks so much for listening to the Twisted Podcast, sponsored by OMRR. Their mission is to promote the health benefits of running, as well as the pleasurable and competitive aspects of the sport, while doing their part to improve the lives of others. Ozark Mountain Ridge Runners began sponsoring several races for charity and started several running programs such as Runner of the Year, the PR Corner, and the Triple Crown of Racing, and you are invited to sign up or add your event to the calendar. Memberships always available at OzarkMountainRidgeRunners.org. Appreciate you taking the time to listen. Hope you'll stay connected by subscribing to the Twisted Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. You can always find out more at twistedmedia.life. My name's Trina. Until next time, take care.